When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Today is Friday, June 26th. What to know about the real impact of COVID-19, from how many people the CDC chief says have actually been infected, to a few of the updated risk factors, including pregnancy. Plus, women's soccer is testing the bubble theory. YouTube takes on TikTok and 50 years of pride. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The number of Americans who have had COVID-19 is likely 10 times higher than what's been reported. And that's the word from the CDC director, Robert Redfield, which would mean instead of the 2.4 million infections confirmed so far, it would be more like 24 million Americans have had COVID-19. The CDC came up with this new estimate based on antibody test results from across the country. That's the blood test that looks to see if you've ever had COVID-19. It's different than the swab test that looks to see if you have it right now. Well, the agency found a lot more people had COVID-19 antibodies than reported. So in other words, millions of Americans probably had the virus but didn't even know it. But Dr. Redfield said even though 24 million possible cases sounds like a lot, it represents only 5 to 8% of the American population. So the vast majority of us still don't have any antibodies to fight COVID-19. And remember, even those who do might not be completely immune. Meanwhile, the number of new cases keeps rising in many states. In fact, for the second day in a row, the United States set a record for new daily COVID-19 infections. Nearly 40,000 cases were reported just yesterday. Now the CDC director is urging people again to use what he called our most powerful tool against the virus, and that is social distancing. The CDC just updated its guidance about who is most at risk for severe illness if they get COVID-19. And among the biggest changes, the CDC no longer says just being over 65 is the risk factor. Instead, officials now say the risk for severe illness rises with age. Also, it includes more people who are overweight in the at-risk group, specifically Americans who have a body mass index, or BMI, over 30. Earlier, the CDC had said a BMI of over 40. Then there's another group of risk factors that doesn't have as much evidence backing it up yet, but is still a concern. And that group now includes pregnant women. The new decision is based on a recent study that found pregnant women in the U.S. are about 5 times more likely to be hospitalized than women who are not pregnant. They also had a greater chance of ending up in the ICU, though the risk of dying from the virus was not any higher. We've linked to the full list of risk factors from the CDC in today's show notes. As the number of COVID-19 cases keeps surging in the South and West, some states are now pausing their reopening plans. For starters, Texas put off lifting any more restrictions, and the governor put an elective surgeries ban back in place for the most populous counties in the hopes of freeing up some hospital space for COVID-19 patients. Also, Florida and New Mexico are deciding not to move on to the next phase of reopening, so that means bars and nightclubs will stay closed. And that likely means a lot of people will stay unemployed for a while longer. Another 1.5 million people filed for new jobless benefits last week, and that brings the total to 47 million in just 3.5 months. Economists told USA Today expect the unemployment rate to stay above 10% until next year. As a reminder, it was only about 3.5% before the pandemic. Millions of people online are calling for justice in the case of a young Colorado man who died in police custody last year. And now the governor is answering that call. He appointed a special prosecutor to investigate the death of 23-year-old Elijah McClain. The case is getting new scrutiny following the high-profile police killings of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and Rayshard Brooks. But this one actually happened last August in the Denver suburb of Aurora. McClain, who was black, was stopped by 3 white officers because a 911 caller claimed he looked suspicious. He was wearing a ski mask on a warm night as he walked home from a convenience store. His family members say he wore a mask often because he had anemia and would get cold easily. He apparently didn't stop when officers first approached, but it came out later he was listening to music with headphones. Police ended up grabbing him to get his attention, and at that point McClain told them, quote, "I'm an introvert, please respect the boundaries I'm speaking." He told them he was going home and tried to walk away, but officers wrestled him to the ground. When paramedics arrived, they sedated McClain with enough ketamine for a man over 200 pounds. He weighed only 140 pounds. He had 2 heart attacks in the ambulance and died a few days later. The responding officers were put on administrative leave, but they're all back on the force now, and no one has been charged with a crime. The district attorney defended his decision this week not to charge officers with McLean's death. He told CNN he could not prove beyond a reasonable doubt the officers caused McLean's death because in the autopsy, the cause of death was undetermined. But more than 2 million people have now signed an online petition urging officials to start a new investigation. McLean's family is relieved about this, but they're also frustrated it took so long and the international attention for this to happen. To be continued. Disney has now decided to replace theme park rides that have been called racist. We're talking about the iconic Splash Mountain rides at Disneyland in California and Disney World in Florida. They were originally inspired by a 1946 movie called Song of the South, which critics say includes racist stereotypes. So the Splash Mountains will be redesigned with a new theme based off the animated film The Princess and the Frog. That's the movie starring Tiana, the first Black Disney princess. The change has apparently been in the works for a while, but the AP reports Disney felt compelled to announce it now. And speaking of changes, the country band The Dixie Chicks has a new name. The famous country trio will now just go by The Chicks, since the word Dixie is associated with the pre-Civil War South. The band also released a timely new protest song called March March. All right, we have more news coming up, but first let's take a quick break to thank our sponsor today, Skillshare. I'm always looking for ways to learn, and Skillshare is a great resource that fits right into my schedule. I love that most classes are less than 60 minutes, and Skillshare offers thousands of inspiring online classes on topics ranging from illustration, design, and photography to freelancing, productivity, and career success. Whether you just want more random moments of creativity to break up the routine of more days indoors, or you want to take your hobbies or career to the next level, Skillshare offers classes for you and millions of others. I've taken or bookmarked classes like the one called Real Productivity, Create Your Ideal Week, and another about iPhone photography. So explore your creativity at Skillshare.com/newsworthy, and you'll get 2 free months of premium membership. So there's never been a better time to try. Again, get 2 free months of premium membership at Skillshare.com/newsworthy. Skillshare.com/newsworthy. Now, back to the news. The popular video app TikTok may be getting some fresh competition. YouTube announced it's going to test a new feature to let users record and post video clips in 15-second segments. It's probably no accident that's the same amount of time you get on TikTok and on Instagram stories. Also similar to TikTok, this YouTube experiment will be for mobile users only. It will not work on desktops and webcams. YouTube has not provided a lot of other details yet, but TechCrunch says it's likely to include filters, effects, music, and more. Stay tuned. Facebook will now give you a heads up if you're about to post old news. It'll notify you if a certain article is more than 90 days old, and it'll ask if you're sure you want to post it. Facebook created the prompt after news publishers were worried about old stories getting shared as if they were new. So Facebook hopes this will provide users with a little more context. And remember, Facebook is not the only platform urging people to be more careful about what they post. Twitter has been testing a new feature that if a user has not clicked on a link, it'll ask if they want to actually read the article before they share it. The National Women's Soccer League is returning to the field this weekend. 8 teams will face off in a month-long tournament outside of Salt Lake City, Utah. This is the first American team sport to return to action during the COVID-19 pandemic, and they'll be the first to live under a so-called bubble. This is similar to what the NBA plans to do next month. Players and staff will be pretty secluded, so several teams will stay at a hotel without any other guests. Others will move into the Soccer Academy residence next to the training field. Everyone will also have to get daily health screenings and regular COVID testing. Fans will not be allowed. It's also worth noting some of the sport's biggest stars are sitting the tournament out. Megan Rapinoe, Tobin Heath, and Kristen Press have decided not to play. Also, Carly Lloyd is out with an injury, and Alex Morgan just gave birth. So this is the time for other lesser-known players to get their chance. The tournament starts tomorrow with the final set for July 26th. Big events are planned this weekend to celebrate Pride Month. It's a big one, too. The LGBTQ Pride movement is turning 50 years old. The very first Pride March happened June 28, 1970. In a normal year, the anniversary would be cause for huge marches and performances. Instead, world leaders and celebrities will come together for a 24-hour live stream called Global Pride. It will include performances, music, and speeches from people like former Vice President Joe Biden, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, actress and transgender advocate Laverne Cox, and pop stars like Adam Lambert and Kesha. About 300 million people are expected to tune in. You can watch at globalpride2020.org starting at 10:30 Eastern tomorrow morning. And we've linked to more virtual events happening this weekend in our episode notes. That's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Feel Good Friday, where we bring you one extra feel-good or positive news story before the weekend. And Feel Good Friday is brought to you by Magic Spoon, the great-tasting cereal that you can feel good about eating. Magic Spoon has zero sugar and 12 grams of protein in each serving, with four flavors, cocoa, fruity, frosted, and blueberry. Try the variety pack at magicspoon.com/newsworthy and use the code newsworthy for free shipping. For today's Feel Good Friday, we are celebrating a special world record. A golden retriever named Augie recently turned 20, making her the oldest known golden retriever to have ever lived. Typically, dogs of that breed only live about 10 to 12 years, but Augie seems to be the exception. CNN reports she was born in 2000 and rehomed twice before she landed with her current owners at the age of 14. They've taken her on RV trips along with her dog and cat siblings. Her owners say she's a little wobbly these days, but she still enjoys daily walks in the yard and is surprisingly healthy. Now her humans are already looking forward to her 21st birthday. All right, thank you so much for listening and sharing today. We hope you found this episode helpful. If you're not already subscribed, be sure to hit the subscribe or follow button in your podcast app. It is free and it makes it easier to tune in every weekday. Read more about any of the news stories mentioned at thenewsworthy.com under the episodes tab. And we'll be back with another news roundup on Monday. Until then, have a great weekend.